Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day Sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Did you know that driving under the influence of marijuana is illegal? That's right. Driving high can get you a DUI. And if you're wondering if law enforcement can tell when you're driving high, well, everyone else in your life can. Your friends can tell, your coworkers can tell, even your parents can tell. So what makes you think law enforcement can't tell? Well, they can. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
Ooh, Gecko, I just love being able to file a claim in under 2 minutes with the Geico app. Could you sign a...
Sign what? The app? Yeah, sure.
Oh, it rubbed off the screen when I touched it. Could you sign it again?
Anything to help, I suppose.
Get more than just savings. Get more with Geico.
Crawfish season is finally here, and your number one crawfish supplier is ready now with two locations. The Landshark and the Velvet Ditch Seafood Daiquiri and Sports Bar, North Mississippi's largest crawfish supplier. The Velvet Ditch Seafood's delicious menu features prime filet, char-grilled oysters, crab legs, shrimp, lobster, catfish, and specialty cocktails and daiquiris. For Oxford's best seafood, choose the Landshark off Jackson Avenue behind Chick-fil-A and the Velvet Ditch Seafood Daiquiri and Sports Bar, University Avenue at South Lamar. Your number one crawfish supplier in North Mississippi.
I tell my kids, you do your part, I'll do mine. That's teamwork. It's the same thing I tell my clients. It's their job to get well. It's my job to get them the most money possible to do just that. I want you to get back to enjoying the life we all love here in North Mississippi. If you're hurt in a traffic accident, an 18-wheeler wreck, or have insurance trouble, call 601-720-3541. That's my cell. If you call, I'll answer.
Make your first call to the Hearn Law Firm.
Business owners around North Mississippi, do you need that office cleaned, including janitorial work, trash, mopping, sweeping, carpet cleaning? How about restroom, points in between? I've got the answer. It's the Dirt Doctor. Be sure and give them a call today and get your free estimate at 662-709-0180. Looking for that auto detail, ATVs, tractors, etc.? Give the Dirt Doctor a call today, 662-709-0180. Looking to have your concrete clean, your windows clean? The Dirt Doctor can do all that. Also, the outside of your exterior residential or commercial building. They'll get it cleaned just the way you like it. All forms of payment are taken, including Venmo and PayPal are accepted. Give them a call today to set up your free estimate at 662-709-0180 or shoot Jono an email at jonoreed@yahoo.com. That's J-O-N-O-R-E-E-D at yahoo.com. Be sure you tell them you heard about it on the Red and Blue Crew podcast.
This is Caden Priestcorn.
This is JJ Pete Gies.
Hey everybody, this is Jackson, our Ole Miss quarterback. You're listening to the Red and Blue Crew with Dave and Brad.
Welcome to the Red and Blue Crew podcast, the source for all Ole Miss sports news, rumors, and innuendo. Are you ready? From the Inside the Rebels studios, let's get ready to rumble. Now here are your hosts, David Johnson and Brad Logan.
Down in Alabama, muddy Mississippi, swampy Louisiana, hold it down from Texas to Missouri, from the
And hello everyone, welcome in the Red and Blue Crew podcast. Brad Logan alongside David Johnson for the season preview. As David, we have blinked and it went from the end of the Gator Bowl to spring practice to the beginning of the season, just like that. And we are ready for football here in Oxford.
Yeah, Georgia State, Saturday night, 6:45 kickoff. Should be a good warm-up game for the Rebels. I mean, as September is not going to be an easy month. Schedule-wise.
And you talk about warming up. It will not be warm on Saturday. Listen to this. The high temperature, 83 degrees. At kickoff, 78 degrees and dipping into the high 60s by the end of the game. Just Chamber of Commerce weather in late August, early September. The good Lord's kind of shining down on us folks in the South. It's going to be a great night for football.
Yeah, no doubt about it. You know, good sleeve weather, if you will. You know, particularly as the night carries on, that game will end about 10 o'clock. And, you know, it'll be a little chill in the air, football weather. And thank the good Lord for that.
No doubt about it. I want to thank our sponsors for today's show. Tyler presenting sponsor is the Velvet Ditch and the Land Shark, two wonderful locations there in Oxford. You can visit the Velvet Ditch. They're about to be even cranked up even more than they already are. They stay booked up. But just south of the square and University and South Lamar in the old Abner's location, just continuing to grow. Jerry and his team doing a great job. And, of course, the Land Shark out on West Jackson, some of the best seafood around. And, David, we sure are excited to have the Velvet Ditch and the Land Shark. A lot of great things to come down the road, but they're our Tallinn presenting sponsor.
Yeah, look, Brad, I guess it was last Saturday. I went in the Land Shark. I had the Cajun mac and cheese. Oh, my goodness. Loaded with shrimp, crawfish. I'd give it a 10 out of 10. I mean, it was absolutely wonderful. And I tell you, it's enough that can be your main entree. My wife and kids, they got fish and shrimp and all that good stuff. I can't eat anything fried, so I went with the mac and cheese. Delicious.
Great locations there in Oxford. Football season is absolutely cranking up. And look, go by and tell them you do this anyway, and we appreciate you doing that because they tell us. But go by and tell them that you heard about it on the Red and Blue Crew podcast and get that favorite dish today. All of that food is fantastic. Also thankful for our sponsorship that we have with the Hearn Law Firm. The entire Hearn Law Firm, listen to this, $3.9 million in wrongful death, $6 million in medical negligence, $10 million in car accident. Call today for a free consultation. An aggressive trial attorney, he's ready to fight for you and win for you, the entire team of the Hearn Law Firm. 662-235-8850. Just give them a call today. Tell them you heard about it on the Red and Blue Crew podcast, a proud supporter of Ole Miss Athletics and proud supporter here on the Red and Blue Crew podcast. David, also excited about our third sponsor today, the Dirt Doctor. And I know that you're very close to our good friends at the Dirt Doctor, but they can do anything from a vehicle. But today we want to really tell you about what they can do for you in regards to an office complex and taking care of your office needs. Everything from the restroom all the way out, they can clean it, carpet clean it. The Dirt Doctor, they are proud sponsors here on the Red and Blue Crew podcast.
Brad, let me interject this. So back during the first part of the summer, I got in my wife's car. And you got to understand, we've got an 11-year-old, and it was tough that the car was a mess, okay, because Tori Kate is 11. She's starting to dab in makeup and all that good stuff. So there was makeup spilled in the car, you know, leftovers from her breakfast in the car, all kind of stuff. So I called John O and his team at the Dirt Doctor, and I had them come out and detail the car. Looked brand new. They do a spectacular job of fighting dirt, whether it's in your office, your home, or your car. So I would encourage everyone, if you need that pregame cleanup this week, call the Dirt Doctor. They'll have your car looking brand new.
You can call or email Jono today, 662-709-0180. Email him, dirtdoctorox@yahoo.com. But just give him a call, shoot him a text, and say, hey, heard about it on the Red and Blue Crew podcast. I need a special deal today. Can you come take care of my car? Can you come take care of our office complex? Can you take care of my particular office? And just commercial cleaning, they can clean your home. In regards to the outside, they can do everything you can imagine. Just give them a call today, the Dirt Doctor, proud sponsor here on the Red and Blue Crew podcast. So, David, it is game week. It is here, and it's hard to believe that we've already made it. A lot of new faces that you've heard about, or the folks listening have heard about here on the show. offense, defense. But at the end of the day, they had a mock scrimmage on Saturday and kind of went through, if history serves, things that happened. You go through calls, headsets, everything that you would see, referees, officials, and kind of getting ready for kickoff on Saturday. Before we get to the starting lineups and what we think that it's going to be, some players that are going to kind of step up for Ole Miss, I think it all starts at the quarterback position. A lot of people I've spoken to are coming to the game just to see Austin Simmons and see what the new quarterback looks like in Oxford.
Yeah, no doubt about it. You've got a new quarterback. You've got mostly a new defensive front. And this was one of the most formidable defenses in the country last year. And, Brad, there are going to be a lot of eyes, not only on Austin Simmons, but on guys like Cam Franklin, Will Eccles, you know, and all the transfers that came in. So, you know, Saturday is about opening the season, but it's about getting familiar with the abilities of the lineup on the field. I can't wait. I cannot wait. We saw what Austin Simmons did on one drive against Georgia last year. What can he do, you know, probably in a whole game with Georgia State? And is there a package for Trinidad Chambliss, the transfer from Ferris State, D2 All-American, who by all accounts has had a great fall camp? So that'll be interesting to see. But, yeah, 6:45 Saturday night, we get everything underway. And I'll tell you this. You're going to know everything you want to know about Ole Miss by the end of September. Because, Brad, listen to this schedule. While they open up with Georgia State, the Rebels are at Kentucky the next week. Then they're home against Arkansas. Then they're home against a John Sumrall coached Tulane team that is going to be a very good opponent. Then they're home against LSU. That is the month of September. You're going to know everything you want to know about Ole Miss, I think, by the end of September.
Ah, Jamaica. It's laid back. And it's lively. All at once. Come and see for yourself. Call your travel agent or go to visitjamaica.com.
Do Crohn's disease symptoms keep coming back? Tremfya guselkumab may help. At 12 weeks, rapid symptom remission was achieved in most patients taking Tremfya, and some experienced visible improvement of their intestinal lining at 12 weeks and 1 year. Individual results may vary. Tremfya is a prescription medicine used to treat adults with moderately to severely active Crohn's disease. Serious allergic reactions and increased risk of infections and liver problems may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and TB. Tell your doctor if you have an infection, flu-like symptoms, or if you need a vaccine. Explore what's possible and ask your doctor about Tremfya today. Call 1-800-526-7736 to learn more or visit TremfyaRadio.com.
You know that thing called AI, supposed to make the workplace super efficient? Well, there's something better. DI, Delicious Intelligence. It's tech that helps make work efficient and yummy. Leading the DI revolution, EasyCater, a workplace food platform that connects you to tons of favorite restaurants with tools to save time and stay on budget. Need tacos for 20? Falafel for 40? A variety of vegan breakfast sandwiches? Now that's a tasty prompt. Join the DI revolution. Order now at EasyCater.com.
L-E-T-E-N-E-Z. Your night in just got legendary. Legends.com is the only free-to-play social casino and sportsbook where you can spin the reels, drop parlays, chase the spread, and hit up live blackjack without leaving your couch. Slots, sports, original games, Legends has it all. Win real prizes and redeem instantly straight to your bank.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Okay. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at Legends with a Z.com.
And that led exactly where I wanted to go. Before we talked about the roster, I wanted to talk about the schedule. And, you know, the game against Kentucky. Last year, you have to talk about it because that kind of laid the foundation for how the season was going to end. I understand Ole Miss had chances against LSU. I understand they had chances against Florida. But at the end of the day, the season was told. Early on in the season when a one win in the SEC Kentucky team would beat Ole Miss. I think this season, kind of hinges on that game, David. I mean, I think Ole Miss, in a large part, I think Coach Stoops and his Kentucky team, I think the season kind of hinges on that game for them, depending on what direction they can go. I do think Kentucky can rebound. I don't know that Ole Miss can if it goes on the road and loses to Kentucky, because at that point, you've got an Arkansas team that could smell blood in the water if Ole Miss comes home after losing to Kentucky on the road. I think Ole Miss wins that game, but I do think I'm not being too much by putting so much on that Kentucky game the second week of the year.
Yeah, I don't think so. But Brad, I mean, you know, if we're going to be honest here, I think we pick Ole Miss to start the season 4-0 with LSU coming to town the last Saturday in September. Now, Ole Miss could very well lose to Kentucky, to Arkansas, or to Tulane. You know, you're kind of guarding against what game is it Lane's going to come out and lay an egg, because they laid an egg with their game plan in the home loss to Kentucky last year. And again, that offense is going to be ran by a relatively inexperienced Austin Simmons, who, let's be honest, by all accounts, he struggled some during fall camp. But by all accounts, a lot of that was due to a very porous offensive line performance, where Austin really doesn't have much time to set in the pocket. So if you want to talk about one area of the team, yeah, it's going to be fun watching these new guys out there. Fun watching Austin Simmons throw to a very talented wide receiver group. And it's going to be fun watching the defensive front take shape. But if you want something to key in on in the first month of the season, it's the Ole Miss offensive line. Because, again, by all accounts, they've struggled mightily during fall camp. So, you know, can John Garrison and Lane Kiffin get the right five on the field so that they can mitigate some of those struggles? I think that's going to be the key and the early indicator to focus on.
Yeah, and looking kind of back at that Kentucky game, you know, last year I think everyone was just pushing Ole Miss ahead of Kentucky and didn't even really look at it. This year, obviously not the case, but Zach Zalcata, I think I'm saying that right, has been named the starting quarterback at Kentucky. So that's a name that Ole Miss fans are very familiar with. Seems like he's been around a while, so he'll be the starting quarterback for Kentucky when Ole Miss rolls in. Calzada, I think I'm saying that right. So, pending Ole Miss wins the first 2 weeks, then it's got Arkansas. And I want to look at Arkansas real quick, because they'll be off a trip to Little Rock to face Arkansas State, and it's somewhat of a historic game there in the state of Arkansas. So you'll have to wonder where, you know, they may be riding a high there. I don't know how good Arkansas is going to be, but I would think this is kind of a make or break year for Sam Pittman, and they're going to get Arkansas the third week of the season with a healthy quarterback, probably in an offense that's going to come into Oxford, maybe smelling a little bit of blood themselves after Ole Miss absolutely destroyed them in Fayetteville last year, quite frankly, embarrassed them.
Oh, there's no doubt. Arkansas, forgive the phrase, Arkansas is still very butthurt about what happened in Fayetteville last year. Lane never called off the Dogs and just he roasted the Hogs. And, you know, they want redemption. They're going to come over here looking to win that game. And, you know, but, you know, all considerations aside, I think Ole Miss is 3-0 after the September 13th meeting with Arkansas. Brad, the next week, Ole Miss hosts Tulane. And I know John Sumrall. I know you know John because of due to his time at Ole Miss as the linebackers coach. John Sumrall, and it's funny, we talked about Kentucky. John will be the next head coach of the Kentucky Wildcats. Whenever Stoops retires or gets fired at Kentucky, John Sumrall should be number one on their list. He played there, all SEC at Kentucky. Every program John has touched as a head coach has become an immediate winner. He won immediately at Troy. He's winning immediately at Tulane. Tulane and Ole Miss should be a top 25 battle on September 20th. What's your thoughts on John Sumrall and Tulane?
Probably, and this is not to take any shine away from Kentucky or Arkansas, probably the more fascinating, and I don't know if that's the right word to use, I think intriguing, game on Ole Miss's schedule leading up to September 20th, because you look at Tulane, they've added BYU transfer Jake Retzlaff and former Iowa Northwestern quarterback Brendan Sullivan. So they've got some talent. Got a lot of talent. Ed Ogeron has been helping Sumrall down at Tulane. Listen to this. I mean, Tulane opens up the season with Northwestern coming to Uelman in New Orleans on August 30th, 11 a.m. Maybe a fun game to watch. They go on the road to face South Alabama. It's always a good game. South Alabama, a lot of Ole Miss flavor as well. I think it's Kane Womack. Is he still the head coach down there, Dave?
Yeah, Kane's there. Yeah.
And then you got Duke coming to Uelman the next week in New Orleans, an ACC team coming to Uelman. And then they face Ole Miss in Oxford. So not an easy road for Tulane leading up to that game against Ole Miss. They're going to be battle-tested. And I think that Ole Miss has been battle-tested, too, leading up to that Tulane game.
Yeah, and Tulane spent money in the portal.
Yeah.
They have tried to fill in their spots. You mentioned the two quarterbacks, but, you know, they've got a good running back. They've got good linemen. They're going to be a formidable foe. And my prediction is Tulane's going to come into Oxford unbeaten. I believe they are. And you know, that's a big game on the Ole Miss schedule.
And one more, I completely forgot about this. Caden Simonza, the former Ball State quarterback and MAC Freshman of the Year, transferred to Tulane back in January of this year. So they've got three quarterbacks. They've got some talent on that team. And you and I know how much we think of John Sumrall and so many others across the college football community. So suffice to say, David, Ole Miss will have some competition leading up to the LSU game. I don't know that you could have said that last year, but then you get LSU coming to town, and I'm very big on Brian Kelly. I think Brian Kelly and LSU this year, I don't know my full thoughts on Garrett Nussmeier. I'm not sure I'm buying all in on him. But I know they have went to the portal. They have spent a ton of money, and LSU is absolutely loaded this year. It'll be a huge one on September 27th. And I do think Ole Miss is undefeated when LSU comes to town.
I agree with that. And let me say this about LSU. They're my pick to win the SEC this year. They have an experienced quarterback, and as you just mentioned, they went in the portal and made sure that he's going to have weaponry all around him. Both on not only on offense, but they did well in the portal on defense as well. So, you know, they're my pick, and I know everybody else is picking Texas and Arch Manning. I personally, I'm going with experience here at the quarterback position. I think LSU is going to win the league. Texas is my pick to go number two. You know, I do think Texas, I think Arch Manning is just, very simply said, the next great quarterback in the Manning family tree. And, you know, we're going to see that. I think Steve Sarkisian is likely to win a national title with Arch Manning at the helm of his offense. But LSU in Oxford, September 27th, that's a huge game for Ole Miss. It sets the pecking order in the conference. And Ole Miss is capable of beating LSU. And look, I picked LSU to win the SEC, but you know, somewhere along the way, Les Miles, good God, Brian Kelly is likely to, he's likely to screw it up. And they open up against Clemson, and they've lost four out of their last five season opening games. You know, not an easy road for LSU.
Yeah, and they've got Florida a couple of weeks after that. So LSU possibly could have two losses coming to Oxford. So their season starts off very quickly in the month of September. Fast forward and kind of the game that's kind of hanging out in between the huge stretch where I think the biggest stretch of the year between Georgia, Oklahoma, and South Carolina is Washington State and the Huskies. Washington State, the Cougars. One of the original Big 12, Pac-12 members of college football, leading up Idaho, San Diego State, North Texas, and then they have the Apple Cup, September 20th, before going on the road to face Colorado State and then coming to Ole Miss. That game is 11:45 kickoff in Oxford, so an early kick in Ole Miss. Real quick, the kickoff times, Georgia State already announced at 6:45. The Kentucky game in Lexington will be 2:30 on ABC. And the Arkansas game is going to be a late one, either 6 or night game, either 6 or 6:45, and then Tulane is going to be either that window between 2:30 and 3:30, could be bumped from 5 to 7, and then LSU is either going to be that 2:30 or 3:30 slot or 5 to 7. So only no early kicks until Washington State, so that's good news for Ole Miss fans. And Washington State, out of the Pac-12, I'll be honest, I haven't looked it up. I'm not sure how many people are in the Pac-12 anymore. And I think Washington State's still in the Pac-12. It's just all over the place with these conferences out west.
Well, you got to kick that one off at 11:45 because Cougars have to go to bed early, right?
I think so. I think so.
There are going to be some fun signs in the stands that week when we play the Washington State Cougars. That game's a blip on the radar. You know, as you mentioned, they're still hanging out in whatever's left of the Pac-12, Pac-10, whatever they're calling it today. But, Brad, after the Washington State game, oh, my goodness, this is where the meat of the Ole Miss schedule is. You got back-to-back games on the road at Georgia and at Oklahoma. You're going to try to beat Georgia for the second time in 2 years, and you're going to be playing in Norman for, I think, the first time ever at a place they call the Palace. And it has not been friendly to visiting teams really ever. So that's on October 18th at Georgia, October 25th at Oklahoma. I just want your thoughts on those two games back-to-back on the road. And then, you know, don't look over this one, November 1st. The Rebels come home to play South Carolina. So Georgia, Oklahoma, South Carolina, 3 back-to-back-to-back games. Brad, what are your thoughts on that little stretch of the schedule?
Yeah, and real quick, do you know Washington State plays Oregon State twice in one season?
That's yeah.
At home and then on the road. So
a couple of years ago, when Eli, my son, transferred to New Mexico State, and one of the reasons he did it, they played Hawaii twice, at Hawaii, then in Las Cruces. And I think they lost both games. But he got a 4-day trip to Hawaii out of the
deal. I just...
Ole Miss fans, football is back. And there's only one place to make picks and win money all season long. Underdog. Playing on Underdog is easy. Simply pick whether your favorite players in any sport will go higher or lower on stats. For Ole Miss, that's touchdowns, receiving yards, interceptions, and more. Think Ole Miss quarterback Austin Simmons will go over or under 2.5 passing touchdowns in his debut against Georgia State? I'm thinking he gets at least 3 in a Rebel rout to start the 2025-26 campaign. Could Ole Miss great and Philadelphia Eagle A.J. Brown go over 0.5 combined rushing and receiving touchdowns in the NFL opener against the Dallas Cowboys? Get your picks right and you can win up to 5,000 times your cash. And you can play with as little as $1. Download the Underdog app today and sign up with my promo code, CHAMPIONS, to score $50 in bonus funds when you play your first $5. That's promo code CHAMPIONS. Millions of fans have already won billions making picks on Underdog. Will you be next? Underdog. Make picks. Win money. Must be 18 years or older to play. 19 plus in Alabama and Nebraska, 19 plus in Colorado for some games, 21 plus in Arizona, Massachusetts, and Virginia. Must be present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. See UnderdogFantasy.com for details. Offer not valid in Maryland, Michigan, Ohio, and Pennsylvania. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. In New York, call the 247-HOPE-LINE at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Just looking over their schedule. Yeah, I've said all along that Georgia game is a wash to me because I don't think, you know, judging by how Ole Miss played over there a couple of years ago with a really good team, Jackson Dart's junior season, you know, I think they went toe-to-toe with Georgia for the first, what, 8 or 9 minutes of the game, and then and Georgia kind of turned it on. It's going to be tough. Kickoff 2:30 to 3:30 or 5 to 7. So it's going to be an afternoon or an evening game. And Georgia's going to be loaded this year, and it's going to be tough. So I think anything you can do positively in Georgia is going to be just a plus, because I don't foresee Ole Miss winning that game. The game of the year is going to be at Oklahoma, depending on where the Sooners are at this point in the season on October 25th. I've said all along, if Ole Miss, the difference between a good season and a great season, I think, can happen in what happens in Norman. You look at what Oklahoma has prior to that, and they've got Michigan on the schedule in Norman, and yeah. That's happening early September. Before that, they've got Illinois State. They should win that game. They're at Temple, and the SEC games they've got prior to Ole Miss are Auburn in Norman and good. I mean, talk about a team that you have no idea what to expect, and that's the Auburn Tigers. You just don't know. Then they've got Kent State, Texas, and Dallas. Always a tough game for Oklahoma at South Carolina. And then the following week, they're hosting Ole Miss. Where in the world is John Mateer and this Oklahoma team going to be at that point? Because there could be losses against Michigan. There could be losses against Auburn. There could be losses against Texas. There could be losses against South Carolina. I'm not saying they lose all of those games, but that's going to be that's a tough slate. To me, that is the meat of the schedule. What happens between Oklahoma and Ole Miss? And then real quick, following up at home against South Carolina, here's another thing Ole Miss fans may need to take a look at. From October 18th to November 1st, there's not an off week. You've got Georgia, Oklahoma. Actually, technically, you've got Washington State, Georgia, Oklahoma, South Carolina. And then you got the Citadel all in a row. And the I word, the injury bug, you have to wonder, you need to keep everybody healthy. But to me, that Oklahoma game, that's where it's at. That's the answer to me about what type of team this is going to be.
Well, and you know, you mentioned where the Sooners are, but where will the Rebels be?
Right.
I mean, listen, you can't put Kentucky and Arkansas in the win column just because they're SEC games. And we talked about why. You can't put Tulane in the win column because that's going to be a good Tulane football team that's going to be in here. You certainly can't put LSU in the win column. So, you know, Ole Miss has the ability to have two or three losses by the time they play at Oklahoma. And, you know, LSU, Georgia, and then take your pick of Tulane, Arkansas, or Kentucky. You know, so that could be possible as well. But what a stretch. I mean, having to go to Athens to play Georgia on October 18th, you come out of that game licking your wounds. Then you go to Oklahoma on October 25th, and then you finally return home to play South Carolina on November 1st. And then November 8th, the Citadel, that's not even fair. And then you close the season with Florida in Oxford on November 15th, and then at Mississippi State on Friday, November 29th. Tough schedule. There's no doubt about it. But, you know, I see the ceiling for this team probably 10-2.
Yeah.
The floor for this team, I mean, guys, if things don't go well, 7-5.
Ah, Jamaica. It has beaches. It has mountains. It's lively. It's laid back. It's luxurious. It's adventurous. All at once. Come and see for yourself. Call your travel agent or go to visitjamaica.com.
Ah, that's the sound of someone who's misplaced...
My debit card.
Their debit card.
Where'd I leave that thing?
Not at the gas pump, or the checkout counter, or the roof of your car. Now, if he has the Chase mobile app, he can use Card Lock.
Wait, I could just lock my card.
Yep, just a few tippy taps on his phone and... That sound? That's peace of mind from Chase.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Message and data rates may apply. JP Morgan Chase Bank N.A. Member FDIC.
Did you know Tide has been upgraded to provide an even better clean and cold water? Tide is specifically designed to fight any stain you throw at it, even in cold. Butter? Yep. Chocolate ice cream? Sure thing. Barbecue sauce? Tide's got you covered. You don't need to use warm water. Additionally, Tide Pods let you confidently fight tough stains with new ColdZyme technology. Just remember, if it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide.
I'm terrified of needles. Seriously, I can't handle them at all. Since my daughter has diabetes, if she has a low blood sugar emergency, I can give her Baqsimi, the only nasal spray that treats very low blood sugar. Baqsimi is easy to use, and even better, no needles.
Baqsimi is for people with diabetes ages 1 year and above. Baqsimi treats very low blood sugar. Do not use if you are allergic to Baqsimi or if you have a tumor in your adrenal gland, as it can cause high blood pressure, or in your pancreas, as it can cause low blood sugar. Symptoms of an allergic reaction include rash, difficulty breathing, low blood pressure, hives, trouble swallowing, feeling dizzy or faint, cough, swelling of face, lips or tongue, or fast heartbeat. Get medical help right away if you have a serious allergic reaction. Common side effects are nausea, vomiting, headache, discomfort in your nose, eyes or throat, cough or nosebleed. Discomfort may include red, itchy or watery eyes, itchy throat, runny, itchy or stuffy nose. Baqsimi is available by prescription only. For more information, call 1-800-423-4136.
Ask your doctor about needle-free Baqsimi today.
Yeah, I agree. And that has changed a little bit. And you know, we could talk a little bit about the roster. I think today I just really want to come on with you and kind of get your thoughts on the season as a whole. But the problems on that offensive line and the inconsistency, the health of that offensive line have kind of changed my predictions a little bit. To possibly look at a possible 7-5. And I think that's absolutely on the table if things don't go right. And you look past the South Carolina game, I think Lenora Sellers is someone that did not surprise or did not impress me at all in Columbia. But seeing, you know, kind of watching the documentary on Netflix, which I really enjoyed Any Given Saturday, and seeing kind of how he evolved after that game against Ole Miss kind of takes me back just a little and says, you know, they're going to be much better, I think, this year. Not to mention, I think you've got the whole revenge factor is going to play into that. But at the end of the day, I like Ole Miss's chances on the final four games much better than the previous games on the schedule. I like how Ole Miss sets up against Florida coming to town on November 15th. Once again, you don't know where either team will be at that point mentally. But if Ole Miss can avoid some landmines early, David, I think it can be a really special season. Go on the road, beat Kentucky, and then come home, beat Arkansas and Tulane. Roll the dice against LSU and Georgia. I think you can have a really special season if you can take care of Oklahoma on the road.
No, I agree. I mean, again, I think this is a team that on the high end could be a college football playoff contender. On the low end, you know, probably going to the Gator Bowl. Depending on where your losses are. So, you know, I'm going 10-2 with the ceiling, 7-5 with the floor. I think you agreed with me on that.
Yeah, I do.
You know, this is going to be, there are a lot of intangibles at play right now with this Ole Miss football team. How are they going to come together? And that's one of the biggest questions. Yeah, we want to know if Austin Simmons can fill the shoes of Jackson Dart. You know, is the Ole Miss defensive line going to shape up to be anything similar to what they were last year? And then, you know, what about the secondary? We don't know much about the secondary. Is Santarian Perkins going to have the All-American type season everyone's predicting him to have? You know, there are those solid questions that we're going to be looking for answers to. Can that offensive line come together is another one. But the intangible is, and look, Lane Kiffin's good at this. Can he mold everything together and there be a championship caliber team come out of the other end? And I think that's something we need to keep our eyes on as the month of September plays out. Because, again, there are a lot of new faces on this roster. And they took, you know, anytime you recruit a guy in from the portal, you're rolling the dice. You're hoping he brings his production in, and you're hoping that you can develop him to be even better than what he's advertised. And, you know, will all of that come together with this football team? And, you know, that's what we're looking at right now.
Yeah, it kind of leads me into my next question, and you kind of touched on it already. But if Ole Miss does go 10-2, or should I say, how does Ole Miss go 10-2? What has to happen for Ole Miss to finish the season 10-2?
Yeah, you got to win every game you should win. And that includes, I'm looking at the schedule, Georgia State, Kentucky, Arkansas, Tulane. That's four wins. Washington State is 5, Oklahoma 6, South Carolina 7, Florida 8, Mississippi State 9. I missed a game. And the Citadel. That gives you 10 wins. That allows you to lose to LSU and at Georgia, you know, theoretically speaking here. And I think LSU and Georgia are both college football playoff teams. So, you know, I think it allows you to lose competitively to those two schools. Not saying you will, but, you know, if you want to pick the two games they're likely to lose, I'd go with LSU and I'd go on the road at Georgia. So I think that's how they go 10-2. And I think that still gets them into the playoffs because LSU and Georgia are both going to be playoff teams, in my opinion.
Sitting here prior to the Georgia State with game week, who's going to be your surprise player on offense? When we talk after the Egg Bowl, depending on what bowl game Ole Miss goes to, who's going to have a big year for Ole Miss to be successful?
Caden Lee. That's who I'm going with. He is, you know, you've got all these new receivers that they came in from the portal with, but Caden Lee has the ability, I think, to become one of the best wide receivers in the SEC, and he's the guy I think I'm keying on. If he and Austin Simmons have a big connection and Caden Lee is putting up huge numbers, I think Ole Miss is winning a lot of football games.
And let's look at the defense, David. Who's that player on defense that is going to have a big year for Ole Miss to be successful?
Yeah, easy. Santarian Perkins. He's got to live up to all the preseason hype, which he's very deserving of. But, you know, all these magazines and prognosticators have tabbed him as one of the best linebackers in the nation. He needs to show that all year long, needs to stay healthy. But I think he's the key. I think he's the on-the-field leader of a retooled defense. And I'm going with Santarian Perkins.
And before we go today, your overall thoughts. Pete Golding has met with the media and talked about how he does not believe the Ole Miss defense, specifically that defensive front, is going to take a step back. What does that mean to you? Because he's not just spitting that out. Do you think that means he likes his defense much more than what we're looking at on paper and what limited amount of availability we've been able to see this team in live action? Your kind of thoughts on Pete Golding talking about how excited he is about this defense. Is it coach speech? Is it a little bit of coach speak, I should say, or is it a little bit of everything?
I think it's a little bit of hopeful coach speak. You know, he's got talent, but the unit he's going up against every day, that much maligned Ole Miss offensive line, which we've already talked about, you know, has the ability, I think, to give you a little bit of fool's gold, if you will. I mean, yeah, they're looking good against an O-line unit that has been juggled and is struggling. So, you know, Pete's a great defensive coordinator. We saw that last year. You know, we've got the month of September to find out if he's right. You know, if this group can be as good as a group that's got, what, 7 guys on NFL rosters now who led the SEC in sacks last year, You know, can they be that attacking style defense again? And I think we find the answer out in the month of September, Brad. You know, as we just stated, Georgia State, not much of a competition. But then Kentucky, Arkansas, Tulane, LSU. Hey, that's competition right there. And, you know, before October rolls around, you're going to have a good idea.
He's David Johnson. I'm Brad Lowe. We hope you have enjoyed our season preview show here on the Red and Blue Crew podcast. Could not do it without our sponsors, our talent presenting sponsor, the Land Shark, and the Velvet Ditch, located right there at Ott, for two fantastic restaurants. Also excited about the Hearn Law Firm and everything that they do for us here on the Red and Blue Crew podcast. And then our brand new sponsor, the Dirt Doctor. Excited to be partnering up with the Dirt Doctor. You can hear all about them in the ad coming up here in just a moment. It's Ole Miss and Georgia State coming up on Saturday. We look forward to having a post-game show for you, and we'll have a recap podcast as soon as the game is over. It's David Johnson. I'm Brad Logan. Thank you so much for being part and all of the great feedback. And tell a friend about the Red and Blue Crew podcast. So long, everybody.
Howdy, toddy, everybody.
Crawfish season is finally here, and your number one crawfish supplier is ready now with two locations, the Landshark and the Velvet Ditch Seafood Daiquiri and Sports Bar, North Mississippi's largest crawfish supplier. The Velvet Ditch Seafood's delicious menu features prime filet, char-grilled oysters, crab legs, shrimp, lobster, catfish, and specialty cocktails and daiquiris. For Oxford's best seafood, choose the Landshark off Jackson Avenue behind Chick-fil-A and the Velvet Ditch Seafood Daiquiri and Sports Bar, University Avenue at South Lamar. Your number one crawfish supplier in North Mississippi.
I tell my kids, you do your part, I'll do mine. That's teamwork. It's the same thing I tell my clients. It's their job to get well. It's my job to get them the most money possible to do just that. I want you to get back to enjoying the life we all love here in North Mississippi. If you're hurt in a traffic accident, an 18-wheeler wreck, or have insurance trouble, call 601-720-3541. That's my cell. If you call, I'll answer.
Make your first call to the Hearn Law Firm.
Business owners around North Mississippi, do you need that office cleaned, including janitorial work, trash, mopping, sweeping, carpet cleaning? How about restroom, points in between? I've got the answer. It's the Dirt Doctor. Be sure and give them a call today and get your free estimate at 662-709-0180. Looking for that auto detail, ATVs, tractors, etc.? Give the Dirt Doctor a call today, 662-709-0180. Looking to have your concrete clean, your windows clean? The Dirt Doctor can do all that. Also, the outside of your exterior residential or commercial building. They'll get it cleaned just the way you like it. All forms of payment are taken, including Venmo and PayPal are accepted. Give them a call today to set up your free estimate at 662-709-0180 or shoot Jono an email at jonoreed@yahoo.com. That's J-O-N-O-R-E-E-D at yahoo.com. Be sure you tell them you heard about it on the Red and Blue Crew podcast.
It is a place which exerts an extraordinary pull on all who have walked its hallowed ground. Thousands come each year, and yet no one ever really leaves. Ole Miss is for life, a major university with the familiar intimacy of family. Friendships that are more than friendships, moments that are more than moments. An autumn celebration on a Saturday afternoon in the Grove. Contests waged and triumphs savored. With our largest freshman class, soaring honors college, national reputation for academics and research, our pride is overflowing. Today, more than ever, for all who have ever called this magical place home, you never leave Ole Miss.
You've been listening to the Red and Blue Crew podcast with your hosts, David Johnson and Brad Logan, the source for all Ole Miss sports news, rumors, and innuendo.
from the Inside the Rebels studios. Join us next time right here on the Red and Blue Crew podcast.
Ah, Jamaica. It has beaches. It has mountains. It's lively. It's laid back. It's luxurious. It's adventurous. All at once. Come and see for yourself. Call your travel agent or go to visitjamaica.com.
Oh, no.
Ah, that's the sound of someone who's misplaced...
My debit card.
Their debit card.
Where did I leave that thing?
Not at the gas pump or the checkout counter or the roof of your car. Now, if he has the Chase mobile app, he can use Card Lock.
Wait, I could just lock my card.
Yep, just a few tippy taps on his phone and... That sound? That's peace of mind from Chase.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Message and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank N.A., member FDIC.
When was the last time you Googled yourself? Do you know what ChatGPT says about you? Potential clients and customers turn to the internet to decide if they want to work with you or your business. But are they finding the real you, or is it all fake news? If your search results are giving the wrong impression, you need Reputation Defender. Reputation Defender by Norton is one of the most trusted names in online reputation repair, with over 15 years' experience in fixing people's search results. Reputation Defender can help you get rid of negative search results. We can also encourage ChatGPT and other AI tools to tell people about your accomplishments and successes. Your good name is too valuable to leave to the whims of an AI hallucination. Take control with Reputation Defender. Schedule a free consultation by visiting ReputationDefender.com or call 877-492-6696 to speak to an expert now.
I'm terrified of needles. Seriously, I can't handle them at all. Since my daughter has diabetes, if she has a low blood sugar emergency, I can give her Baqsimi, the only nasal spray that treats very low blood sugar. Baqsimi is easy to use, and even better, no needles.
Baqsimi is for people with diabetes ages 1 year and above. Baqsimi treats very low blood sugar. Do not use if you are allergic to Baqsimi or if you have a tumor in your adrenal gland, as it can cause high blood pressure, or in your pancreas, as it can cause low blood sugar. Symptoms of an allergic reaction include rash, difficulty breathing, low blood pressure, hives, trouble swallowing, feeling dizzy or faint, cough, swelling of face, lips or tongue, or fast heartbeat. Get medical help right away if you have a serious allergic reaction. Common side effects are nausea, vomiting, headache, discomfort in your nose, eyes or throat, cough or nosebleed. Discomfort may include red, itchy or watery eyes, itchy throat, runny, itchy or stuffy nose. Baqsimi is available by prescription only. For more information, call 1-800-423-4136.
Ask your doctor about needle-free Baqsimi today.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.